It must have been nearly 5 a.m., she knew, because the sky was beginning to get light. Besides, they were all getting tired. So John made one last dive and shackled the chain to itself. When it was all done, they paddled away from the shelter of the stern, very cautiously. Sally had no idea how much noise they'd made, or whether anyone had woken up. They could see soon, though, that no one was on deck, so they clung to the life buoy and softly swam the 50 yards back to freebooter. Peter's waiting in the cockpit. He looked agitated. "We were getting worried," he said. "What took so long?"
"Long?" said Sally. 10 minutes isn't long."
"Nearly half an hour," said Peter. "I was going to come look for you." They clambered aboard, and Andy shoved his head up the companionway.
"Engine's ready," he announced.
"Can't start it yet," said Sally. "It'll wake them up. We must get past them quietly and out of range. We'll have to sail out. We'll sail behind them."
"Out of range?" Peter repeated. He searched her face for a clue.
"Bullet range, just in case."
She looked toward the reef, now just visible in the gray light before dawn. She could see the way out to sea. This time the opening through the reef was comfortably wide, but they had to pass Black Thunder to reach it. A tingle of excitement touched her spine, or was it fear? She shivered. No time to worry. Time to go. She stood at the tiller and called Peter.
"Cut the anchor rope," she told him, "then raise the jib sail. Do it slowly, but as fast as you can." She hoped that made sense. "And don't make any noise," she added.
"Cut the anchor rope?" Peter could hardly believe his ears. No good sailor cut expensive rope and left behind an anchor that cost $500.
"Just do it," she hissed fiercely. "Now."
It was the only way to escape quickly and silently. It had to be done.
"What was that all about?"
whispered Andy as Peter came past the mast. "She told me to cut the anchor rope."
"Wow! I'm glad I don't have to explain that to Dad."
Sally took a careful look around. Everything was still quiet on Black Thunder. The only things moving were Percy and his friend Sam, searching for fish for breakfast. Peter turned the winch handle on the mast, and the jib climbed steadily up the forestay. Andy held the bottom of the sail over to one side so the wind would blow freebooter around to face the open sea. Freed from her anchor, the yacht started to move slowly through the water. Then, when the sail was nearly fully up, Peter paused and turned the winch handle backward to get a better grip. It was a mistake he'd never forget as long as he lived. In reverse, the winch handle idled back over a noisy ratchet. It was the ordinary kind of boat noise you wouldn't even notice at sea or in harbor. But here on this deserted island, it was alarming. It ripped through the crisp dawn silence as if someone had rung along an iron fence with a stick. A dozen loud cracks rang out before he could get himself stopped.
"It's okay," Sally whispered in the startled silence that followed. "Not your fault. I should have remembered."
But her mouth was dry with fright. It couldn't have happened at a worse time. They were within easy shooting range of Black Thunder now, and they were sailing toward her, getting closer all the time.